Track 42. Unit 10. Listening 1. FCE Part 2. Sentence completion.
And now it's time for our regular Crime Watch slot. And here with us today is Police Officer Richard Woodcock from the Crime Prevention Unit of the Metropolitan Police. Richard, perhaps you could begin by telling us what characterises a typical burglary.
Well, burglary is one of the crimes most people worry about. Not so much because of the loss of property, but more because of the sense of invasion it causes. The idea that someone has gone through all your personal belongings. Many residential burglaries occur because of common misconceptions. For example, while people typically worry about nighttime thefts, nearly 50% of residential break-ins happen during the day, when homes are vacant because owners are out working. What's more, robbing a house takes less time than many people think. Most burglars get in and out in less than 10 minutes.
And how does the police go about combating the problem?
Police forces all over the country have targeted burglary. Operation Bumblebee, for example, was a major crime prevention campaign run by the Metropolitan Police and aimed at beating the burglars. The scheme has included raids on criminals who are known to sell stolen goods. At the end of Operation Bumblebee's first year, burglaries fell by 13%, a figure which has to be considered a success.
And what would you say are the most important measures our listeners can take to protect their own homes?
Most householders are aware of the risk of being burgled, and the majority have already installed locks on doors and windows. What many of these same people don't do, however, is use them. So, rule number one is lock up before you go out. And whatever you do, don't leave spare keys under the doormat, thinking that no one is going to find them. It's the most obvious place for a burglar to look, and an open invitation to walk in unchallenged. If you have another set of keys, leave them with a trusted neighbour or friend. A home alarm system is another must, and a good deterrent to any would-be burglars. But make sure you have it put in by an installer who works to the British standard. Your local crime prevention officer can give you advice on how to choose an installer. And I mentioned locks earlier, but don't forget about the garage door as well. This can provide easy access for burglars, allowing them to gain access not only to your car, but directly into your home if there's an adjoining door.
Thank you, Richard. Now, many listeners have phoned in asking about neighbourhood watch schemes and how to set them up. What information can you give them?
Well, the best thing about these schemes is that they bring the community together and provide everyone with a chance to fight local crime. Your neighbours look out for you, your family, your home and your street, and you do the same for them. If you see anyone acting suspiciously near a neighbour's house, you contact the police. It especially enables people to check on vulnerable members of the community, such as the elderly or disabled. The schemes have come a long way since the early view some people held of nosy neighbours interfering in other people's business. There are now more than 155,000 neighbourhood watch schemes in the country, with more than 10 million residents directly benefiting from them. It's the largest voluntary organisation in the country, and one of the most effective for beating crime.
And where should listeners go to ask about starting one?
The local police station will tell you all about it. Or you can phone the National Neighbourhood Watch Association on, and I have the number here, 020-7272-3348.
Thank you, Richard. We'll give that number again at the end of the programme.